This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's the Fan Early Morning Show. I'm Austin Bechtel. Pleased to be with you today on Taylor Swift weekend, stealing the headlines in the Steel City in what will jam-pack downtown. First concert tonight for Taylor Swift, but the mania has already begun with merchandise being sold outside Acrisure Stadium. Busy, busy week in the city. And just so many different things that are going on, and so many different things going on for the Pittsburgh Pirates. But not in the same positive light as downtown Pittsburgh. Things will be hectic downtown. Things are hectic for the Buccos. Swept in Chicago. None of the games were truly close. Bucks losing yesterday 7-2. Now only one game over 500. This is a Pirates team that's now lost six of his last eight games and are scrapping for answers. Colin Holderman, with a right wrist issue, is now on the injured list after he was ineffective in this series early on. The Bucks were going up against the Cy Young frontrunner in the National League yesterday in Marcus Stroman, who gave up two runs, one on a Tucapita Marcano RBI single. Also, Carlos Santana was able to drive in a run, but that was it. Bucks scored two in the top half of the third inning. Chicago countered with a run of its own in the bottom of the third as Ian Happ just continues. 34 games now for Happ that he's gotten on base against the Pirates. He continues to do damage. Happ against the Buccos is, there's always a Pirates killer out there on various teams. It was Colton Wong for a while on the St. Louis Cardinals. There were various players on the Cardinals. Albert Pujols always was a Pirate killer. Billy Hamilton on the Cincinnati Reds. Ian Happ, the Mount Lebanon product, has been that for the Chicago Cubs against the Pirates. And he signed a long-term extension as well, so he'll be around for a while. Happ, three hits in five at-bats. He drove in two runs. He scored two runs. Improved his average to .268 and an OPS just under .800. For the Buccos, Jack Suwinski hit two home runs in what looked like a promising game in the rain on Tuesday after the Pirates were off on Monday. But Suwinski, 0-for-4, three strikeouts, drops the average down to .243 and an .894 OPS. This division is horrendous. The Pirates are one game over and a half game up on the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers 34-34 begin a set in Milwaukee tonight. First pitch will be at 8 o'clock. Thrown by Julio Teheran opposite the Pirates at 34-33. Both teams are 18-16 at home. Bucks one game under 500 on the road, 16-17. The Brewers, two games under 500 at 16-18. And overall, the hottest team in the National League Central is the Cincinnati Reds, 34-35. One game under 500. The Reds are an even 17-17 on the road, 17-18 at home, but 8-2 in their last 10 games. The Cubs are 31-37, significantly improving its outlook, partly due to just getting healthier. Cody Bellinger returned, the success that Stroman's had. Nico Horner, as soon as he gets on base, is a threat to steal. We saw that on numerous occasions against Pirates pitching, whether it be the starters, whether it be the relievers. And the Pirates starters not doing much to be able to help a depleted bullpen that has been getting tattooed, whether it be Chicago, whether it be anybody, over the last couple of games for the Pirates. The Bucks bullpen has allowed 18 earned runs in the last 2 days. 18 earned runs. 28 runs allowed in the series by the Pirates. That's a season high. Johan Oviedo pitched 4 1/3, gave up 8 hits, 4 runs. They were all earned. 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. Jason DeLay had 2 hits, scored a run, but drops the Pirates now only 1 game over .500 after there was a good run in the middle there where the Pirates swept St. Louis. And then the Oakland A's, who are just hot. What can you do about the A's right now? We'll get into the A's and their situation in just a little bit. But the Pirates led 2-1 going into the fifth. Johan Oviedo's pitch count was getting up there. He only got 1 out in the fifth inning. Ian Happ doubled, tied the game at 2. Cody Bellinger doubled, gave the Cubs a 3-2 lead. Christopher Morel hit a single, went off of Key Brian Hayes' glove. That made it 4-2. Nick Madrigal, another guy with great speed, sacrificed bunt to make it 5-2. And then Yuri De Los Santos came on as the Pirates were trying to accumulate any outs that they could, scrap for outs, as Jose Hernandez allowed 2 runs, 1 earned, 2 walks as well, only was able to get 1 out in the inning, allowed 2 hits. De Los Santos went an inning and a third in the game. 1 hit allowed, struck out 2, gave up a run as well. Rob Zestrinski, who has been throwing beach balls down the middle, it seemed like, he went a full inning. He did not give up any runs. And then Angel Perdomo, who's been a bright spot after coming out from AAA, 29-year-old left-hander, pitched a clean inning, did walk a batter, but did not allow any runs to come across the plate. 29-year-old 6'8 lefty is going to be called upon a lot more with the Pirates down. Colin Holderman, Dari Moretta struggled a little bit in the last couple of days. And what can you say right now about the Pirates? There was a lot of questionable calls with the umpiring behind home plate, a rookie umpire, first year calling balls and strikes. But that's not something that you can hang your hat on when you lose by 5 runs. Pirates lost 7-2 yesterday. The day before was a 10-6 defeat where the Bucks were up 5-1. Carlos Santana, Andrew McCutchen. Andrew McCutchen led off the game with a home run. Bucks scored 3 in that inning. Cubs countered as Dansby Swanson hit an RBI single. But then Carlos Santana again singled in Brian Reynolds, top of the third. Austin Hedges homered in the top of the fourth inning, his first home run of the season. And he decided to bat flip on the Chicago Cubs. Is that what doomed the Pirates in that game? And also throughout the remainder of the series, Austin Hedges trying to bat flip on the Cubs. Did that just put a fire in the belly of the Cubs to make sure that Austin Hedges hitting 170 is not going to disrespect us like that at our home ballpark in front of 30,000 fans at Wrigley Field, which looked absolutely jam-packed, especially in the outfield? And it was surprising that none of the games in Chicago were a day game. Wrigley known so well for day games instead of night games. Especially, it seems like every time the Pirates play in Chicago, there's always a day game. Not the case, but the bottom of the sixth inning is what turned it around for the Cubs in the second game of the series. And it was the bottom of the fifth that did it for the Cubs, where Chicago combined for 11 runs between the fifth inning of yesterday's game and 2 days ago in the sixth, where it was disastrous for the Pirates, just to say the least. But this is not a good division at all. Pirates 1 game over. Brewers even at 500, 34-34. Reds 1 game behind .500. Cubs are 31-37. The Cardinals are the worst team in the National League. The St. Louis Cardinals, who, yes, the Pirates swept at home. Yes, with 3 future Hall of Famers and Nolan Arenado, Adam Wainwright, and Paul Goldschmidt, who are still putting up pretty solid numbers. Goldschmidt, an MVP. Arenado, who wins the Gold Glove seemingly every year, who potentially could be replaced by Key Brian Hayes by the way that he's playing defensively and is starting to ramp up offensively. He had a great stretch, wasn't too good in the Chicago series, but when you improve your batting average over the last 3 weeks and change from 220 to 260, you're bound to get a couple more looks. Also in the first game of the series, what started the leadoff as a sweep, it was the worst loss of the series for the Pirates, 11-3. Ian Happ was treating the Pirates as batting practice. Happ homered, bottom of the first inning, a three-run shot off Luis Ortiz. That was after Jack Sawinski homered in the top of the first inning to give the Bucks an early lead. His 14th, Sawinski would homer in the top of the sixth, hit his 15th of the year. Two home runs for Sawinski in the game. The Pirates had the lead in every game in the series. Bucks led off the game, first game of the series, with a 1-0 lead. And then a 3-0 lead. That's the advantage when you're the road team. Try to get up early. Help your young pitching. Luis Ortiz turning it to Oswaldo Beto, who went 4 innings through 91 pitches, only gave up 1 run. And then came to the disaster of Rolandzy Contreras. Contreras was okay in the 5th inning, but then could only record 1 out in the 6th as the Cubs scored 6 runs in the 6th inning. Contreras allowed 5. He gave up 3 hits, 2 walks, only struck out 1. That was the only out that he recorded. And Contreras, after moving to the bullpen, had 1 outing where it was okay, 2 innings. Didn't give up a run. That's key. He did strike out a batter, give up 1 hit. That'll match up against the Mariners in Seattle at the end of May. Was flushed back into the rotation after Vince Velasquez was injured again and now is out for the season. 4 innings, 7 hits, 5 earned runs. Didn't walk a batter. That was encouraging. 6 strikeouts for Contreras, and the velocity was up a little bit more. But then against the Oakland A's, the woeful Oakland A's, a 9-5 loss at PNC Park, where he allowed 7 earned runs in the top of the first inning and only got 1 out. And now Contreras back in the bullpen. Why Derek Shelton opts to give him the ball in a 5-run lead for the Pirates, he turned out to be okay in the 5th, but why don't you take him out after that? I know you got to get innings. You need to try to find some length after Oswaldo Beto. He had only pitched 92, 93 pitches, was his high in AAA. He's making his major league debut. He's had a really good outing. You don't want to try to tax him any more than what he's already given you. But to be able to put Rolandzy Contreras, and this really at this point doesn't have anything to do with Beto after he's already an inning removed from the game. We're in the 6th. The Pirates have a chance to win this ball game. Look to try to continue some momentum after taking 2 out of 3 from the Mets. And Rolandzy falls flat on his face. The velocity was just not there. He's not locating. He doesn't look confident on the mound. Every time there's another base hit into the gap, or even if it's just a weak single or another walk, you can see the frustration on Contreras' face and just the disappointment and just knowing that things are going completely awry for him. And the only possible solution right now for Contreras is for the Pirates to pitch him, whether it be they're losing by 7 runs, maybe they're winning by 7 runs is the only occasion where you can put him in there, but do you want to pitch him in a 7-run ball game and potentially cut the gap down to 3? Or do you send the 23-year-old right-hander back down to AAA? He debuted in 2021, pitched a couple of games. He is the most disappointing player on the Pirates this season. There are a couple other candidates that you could look at. Luis Ortiz has been okay, but he's only pitched a couple of games. He hasn't been here the full season. Would you consider Austin Hedges a disappointment? We knew that he was the worst hitting catcher in the game, but we knew that he had a chance to be the best offensive catcher in the game. And it takes us to Andy Rodriguez and Henry Davis. They could be up really at any day right now, or the Super 2 day. There's no firm date to when Super 2 is, but it's around the middle of June. And Austin Hedges bat flipping on the Cubs and then not being able to produce much more after that, and the Pirates getting rocked by the Cubs bats led by Ian Happ, the Matt Lebanon product, does not make you feel very confident at all going into Milwaukee, which begins today, first pitch at 8 o'clock. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. I'm Austin Bechtel with you. Show is presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. Apply at 84lumber.com. Coming up, We'll get into the Oakland A's and what Commissioner Rob Manfred had to say. And if this was an indication of just what baseball is looking at, what's the future of baseball, with Nevada governor signing a bill pledging $380 million to a plan for a stadium in Las Vegas, that's coming up next. I'm Austin Bechtold. It's the Fan Early Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.